After nearly 2 years, Robert Mueller's investigation might be over, but probes in Congress are just starting to take shape. Democrats in the House and Senate responded swiftly to the summary of Mueller's findings presented by Attorney General Barr on Sunday afternoon. And you all know my next guest very well. Amy Walter is the host of Politics with Amy Walter on The Takeaway, and she's also the national editor for the Cook Political Report. Amy, so great to have you on.
I'm very glad to be here, Tanzina.
So let's talk about the Democrats here. Were they prepared for this version of events? I mean, this didn't seem to align with what I think they might have been hoping for.
In some ways, I think they had been prepared for this in this way. If you remember, I think it was about a couple weeks ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi came out proactively and said, look, there's not going to be any impeachment unless something comes out in the Mueller report, right? And so I think she was sort of setting the groundwork there for a whole bunch of Democrats to say, there has to be something really big and really ground-shattering for the House to take up impeachment. Otherwise, we're going to just keep going down the same path we've been on pre-Mueller, which is holding the Trump administration to account, doing our oversight role. Now what we're going to see, of course, is a more aggressive attempt to interview the Attorney General, Bob Mueller, and get the actual underlying documents that made up this report into the public's hands.
Of course, we saw over the weekend that Representative Jerry Nadler, who's a Democrat from New York and the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, put Barr's letter out there to the public, and he tweeted that the committee, as you said, would be calling in Attorney General Barr to testify. Are they going to be successful in that? And what strategy does that signal on the part of the House, Amy?
Yeah, I think they are trying to do the following. They aren't going to be able to make a case that the president or those around him were involved in colluding with Russia. It's very clear from at least what we've heard of the report thus far, that's what Mueller is saying. There has been no evidence of that. What they're trying to do is to get out as much embarrassing material as possible on the president and those around him through these supporting documents, interviews, et cetera. I mean, one line in there, of course, that Democrats have been pointing to is where Attorney General Barr says this does not exonerate the president. That's not what this report does. And what Democrats would like to see, of course, is as much of the material out there that raises questions about the president's conduct or those around the president and how they acted either during the campaign or during the time that they were in the White House.
Okay, so the question of collusion aside, there's also the question Mueller decided not to make a judgment on whether there was obstruction of justice. Right. And Attorney General Barr and his Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein determined that the charge could not be made. The question now is, will Democrats pursue that charge?
Well, you can hear them already trying to do this. And again, this is where getting pieces of the report dripped and drabbed out are going to make that much more difficult, right? This has been the problem, Tanzina, all along in trying to report on the Mueller report, which is there were leaks and there were insinuations and there were grand jury experiences that were told. And people were then making of it what they wanted, right? They sort of filled in the gaps. Now we have a full report. Here's the opportunity where you no longer have to make sort of assumptions or guess what's in the actual report. It's going to be there. And I think the most reasonable and quite frankly responsible thing would be to get it as a whole as opposed to only getting bits and pieces of this at certain times. If the Attorney General says, look, here are the rules. We cannot release this, this, and this. This has to be redacted, but other than that, here you go. That, to me, would seem to be the most responsible way to do this. Everyone gets a chance to look at it at the same time and in the same way.
Of course, the big question is how this will affect that little election we have coming up in 2020. Totally inconsequential.
That? Totally.
I mean, who's really thinking about that? But for those who are paying attention, will this have an impact? I mean, even if the report, the full report with its redactions is released, if the president is looking at this as a victory, will this help him for reelection?
You know, what's fascinating about this investigation, it in many ways has been this dark cloud over the president. And yet, at the same time, for so many voters, it hasn't really made much of an impact. I think the way that they view the president or their opinions of the president have been settled long ago. And this report was going to do very little to change their opinions of him. And I don't think that they will. Interestingly enough, too, in the 2018 campaign, Democrats weren't running on the issue of the Mueller report. They weren't running on Russia. They weren't running on impeachment. They're running on health care. They're running on being an overripe, that we need a check on the president. They're running on the tax bill. This issue has always sort of been one of those that was kind of deep in the background, where those of us in Washington obviously spent a great deal of time thinking about and covering it. But for the average voter, this still didn't make a whole bunch of sense to them, in part because they were just getting it in dribs and drabs. And what they wanted was, I don't know, just tell me what happened. Did he do it or did he not do it? Now that the top line answer is did not do it, I think a lot of folks are going to go back to their regular old lives and be normal, like most normal people are, and say, okay, he didn't collude with Russia. But I don't know that that's going to change their underlying opinion of the president at all. So I think it's been amazing, Tanzina, that the Gallup organization has found that this president's job approval rating has been incredibly stable, the most stable of any president at this point in his presidency, at least since they've been measuring opinions of the president. The gap between his highest approval rating and his lowest approval rating has only been 10 points, which means that no matter what happens, opinions of this president are pretty well settled, and there's very little, good or bad, to change that.
Amy Walter is the host of Politics with Amy Walter from The Takeaway and national editor of the Cook Political Report. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.